Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, May 14th, 2021. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Police in Rhode Island are confirming three people are seriously injured after a shooting in a Providence neighborhood. Up to nine people shot in the incident. Not a random shooting, they say. Involved groups that police are well familiar with. Two. A bill is now before the Michigan State House to ban vaccine passports from being created and required by the state of Michigan. The state Senate also approved a budget bill that bans public funding for vaccine passports as well. And number one, the top expert on coronavirus is pushing for schools to be open 5 days a week this fall. Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees with the CDC director in getting kids back in class. Comes after the health agency recommended masks no longer are needed for people fully vaccinated. Oh yeah, unless you're here in Michigan where the mandate still is in effect. That's how we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show today. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. One more hour on this week of programs. Steve is back on Monday with you. Coming up this hour, Steve Doolin, Stephen Moore, just two Steves, no waiting. And we'll talk with Stephen Moore about inflation and the incentives not to work currently out there. I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College, as I mentioned, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale, the award-winning student radio station. I teach in the journalism department as well. You can find out more about what we do here at the school at hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. You'll also hear me hosting on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, and also the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast over at National Review as well. Political Beats, we've got a three-parter on Neil Young coming up. If you're a fan, now's the time to join us, perhaps. Part one will be out on Monday for everyone, and early, by early, I mean later today. For our Patreon supporters, patreon.com/politicalbeats. We do record the podcast and, of course, this show, maskless, because it makes sense. And now new CDC guidelines, as I'm sure you've heard, say that vaccinated Americans can ditch the mask with a few exceptions, like crowded indoor settings, buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, homeless shelters. The planes one is weird to me because, again, I have not read or heard about any sort of mass infection incident on a plane. Their air systems are so wonderful on those planes that they take out, I was reading like 99% of all particles in less than 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes, it's you know, cycled through. I haven't heard of any sort of outbreaks on planes. And yet the CDC says keep wearing them on planes. The agency no longer will recommend that fully vaccinated people wear masks outdoors in crowds, possibly allowing for bigger capacities at sporting events at states across the country. Of course, certain states, Texas for one, essentially already has lifted all sorts of those capacity limits. Other states like Illinois, New York, New Jersey, California, they have all moved forward on plans to, already were moving forward on plans to get rid of these mask mandates, to raise capacity limits. And you know what the story is here in Michigan. And in fact, I checked with a member in Lansing yesterday, a legislator, who I won't name only because I didn't say our conversation was going to be on the record, so more of a background piece. You know, we're seeing the CDC with these recommendations, no more masks if you're vaccinated. In essence saying, hey, everybody, vaccines work. If you get them, you don't need to wear masks anymore. And we see blue states, California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, again, having a more aggressive timeline for reopening, having a more aggressive timeline for removing some of these restrictions, for increasing capacity. And we know here in Michigan, we have that tiered system. Once you get to 60, you do this, and 65, that, and 70% will take things off, and you can have your freedoms back if you get to 70%. And I'm watching the governor of Minnesota yesterday step forward and sign an executive order saying we're removing all of these things because the CDC recommendation has changed. We trust the science. We trust vaccines. And here in Michigan, nothing? I texted and said, so all these states are rolling back. We have CDC guidelines, and we haven't heard anything from the governor or the health department yesterday in Michigan about changing our guidelines, changing our requirements. And did I miss something? Are you privy to some information that I'm not? And the answer was, well, nope. That's where we stand. The Detroit Free Press asking yesterday if the governor intended to change the mask requirements, which again are still in effect for virtually everyone here in Michigan, even if you're vaccinated. And a spokesman deferred comment to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. A spokesman there said to the Free Press that the department is, quote, reviewing newly released guidance, but didn't answer questions about possible changes to state health orders. We've got this cut. I want to play this cut because it's going to set up my next point real quickly. This, again, is a crazy statement from Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. This guy is a big deal, but he's consistently wrong on CNN, which, I mean, yes, you can assume that, but it's really true in this case. He was on MSNBC yesterday. He was at MSNBC yesterday talking about this. Listen to Michael Osterholm talk his big concern after the CDC announcement yesterday. Cut one.
The challenge is going to be now we're worried that everyone's going to say, I've been vaccinated, and everyone will drop their mask in. So the next question is going to be is, how are we going to know if people are vaccinated? If you're sitting close to someone at a restaurant or next to them in a theater, how are you going to know that they're not just kind of fibbing a little bit here about whether they're vaccinated or not? And I think that's going to be the really next big question is, do we do these immune passports? Do we, you know, I gave up my eyeballs and my fingerprints to clear so I could get on and off an airplane sooner. Will people do that so that you can feel confident that the person you're sitting next to without a mask is in fact vaccinated?
Total madness. It's crazy. This is a scientific person not trusting the science and not trusting vaccines. This is a scientific person telling you vaccines don't work, which is the wrong message. They do work. We see in the data. But he's concerned, if I'm vaccinated and this maskless guy next to me at the restaurant isn't vaccinated, okay, well, what's the big deal? If you're vaccinated, you're protected. Don't worry. Mind your own business is the message that should be sent out. And it's crazy. And, of course, he then goes the next step and says, let's have a passport. We're assured by all sorts of people, like Governor Whitmer, in fact, and others, saying we're not considering passports, but people are still pushing passports all over the place, like on MSNBC, this expert from the University of Minnesota. Thankfully, Michigan Republicans are acting a little bit, trying to. Took steps yesterday to ban the government from mandating COVID vaccinations and also banning vaccine passports. The House moving forward on a bill to do that. The governor says they are not considering instituting vaccine passports, but I'm telling you, especially after the CDC guidance yesterday, you're going to see a bigger push for vaccine passports at the state or perhaps the federal level. So it's not crazy to take these kind of steps. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family owned and veteran run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLAGrills.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.